Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the regular Kiri Beach Town Council meeting on Monday, August 21st, 2023, commencing at 6:01. John, do you have an invocation for us?
I do, sir. Please join me in prayer. Lord, give us insight to lead with integrity, that our decisions may reflect what is right and good. Keep us from short-sightedness and pettiness. Help us to make decisions that are for the good of all and guard us from blind self-interest. Dear Lord, grant us the humility to always seek your will in all that we do and say. And all of the glory be to you, loving God, now and always. Amen.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, gentlemen, please review the consent agenda and let me know if it stands or if there are any changes required.
Mayor, I'd like to make one suggested change.
Where's my name? There is a...
We're talking about... the resolution of the $25,000 from the TDA for different concert series and things like that.
Yes.
And in the resolution, we put the Fort Fisher Air Force Fort Fisher facility, and that has officially been changed the name
to Blakeslee.
Yeah. And I recommend we change that piece of legislation before you sign it.
Okay, so you want to take 3.6 off of here?
Well, either take it off or change the wording in 3.6 to Blakeslee rather than Fort Fisher.
Okay, well, we can, in fact, go ahead and make that change on the document. We can vote on it. We can accept the document.
Right.
Okay. All right, any other change?
Yes,
any
sir.
Other recommendations?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to pull 3.3 off the consent and put it into old business. Let's make it item 9.1 in old business. Beth, is that okay?
That's correct.
Okay, 9.1. And that is the ADA parking action.
Yes.
Any other changes, gentlemen?
Make a motion we approve the consent agenda with the changes to 3.6 for the proper nomenclature of the for the Blakeslee Air Force Recreation Center and moving 3.3 to where directed by the
9.1.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, moving on to acceptance of the agenda, adoption of the irregular agenda. Please review and advise if you want to remove or add anything.
I want to table 8.2, the ordinance for 205 Elevan for next month. You can entertain a motion for that.
Okay, you want to table that?
I want to table the ordinance for 205 Elevan until next month.
Okay. Any other comments?
No, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I make
a
motion.
Yes,
make
sir.
A motion. We accept the agenda with the one change to remove the item from Alabama Avenue.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. The agenda, new agenda stands. Moving on to the public comments. We have three public comments. First individual is Roy Irwin. Please come forward, state your name, your address, and you know the drill. We have 3 minutes.
I brought some visual aids, if you could look at them and pass them
all
down.
Right.
Hi, my name is Roy Irwin. I live at 301 Settlers Lane. Thank you for letting me speak. I came before you several months ago. I'm here again. Yeah. KB Bike Ped Committee will be submitting their master plan to town council tonight. They will only present one side of the argument. I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. They state this privacy issue could be resolved by not locating the path adjacent to our properties. You can currently look into the rear of our houses from anywhere in the fire lane. Their plan shows it running right down the fire lane. So where is this new location they propose? Let's talk about safety. We already had one breaking and entering which the thieves used the fire lane to access the rear of the property. There are still a couple unresolved murders on the greenways and triangle area. Recently there was one shooting. I lived this nightmare many years ago in Maryland. We saw an increase in property theft, physical and sexual assaults. We moved shortly after. The Gary Cross Trail mainly runs along public roads. There are a few residents it does run behind, but it doesn't run nearly as close to the rear of the homes as this proposed greenway. I hope you all had time to study it. Yes, we enjoy looking at the wildlife and not a fence barrier. You can't fence across streets, so the wildlife still will be able to roam through our neighborhoods. A fence will probably help the coyotes catch more deer and other critters once they're chased into it. Another concern is drainage. The Bike Ped Committee states a properly designed path can help with drainage. They are not engineers. They're not familiar with the drainage issue we experience with a small amount of rain. I do not see how a paved path will improve our drainage situation. We need a ditch. Their study claims it will increase property value on nearby lots. That might be true, but what they don't tell you is how property values are affected by the bordering lots. The Bike Ped Committee stated that most people supported this greenway down the fire lane. What they didn't tell you is how many of these people were from Kiri Beach. So here we are again debating the same issue that was debated at least twice in the past. The 2009 corridor study identified these are designated wetlands, there are historical sites, there's a possibility of contaminated soils from Dow Chemical, and we have protected species and plants living in this area. DOT was the customer then and identified Dow Road as their choice. Why do we keep hashing this over and over? We are tired of living in this fear and this needs to stop. Our town council has term limits and I believe it's time to apply this to all committees. I believe this committee has more interest in satisfying outside interests instead of the affected residents. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Irwin. Next up is Tracy Mitchell. Name and address, please, Tracy.
Tracy Mitchell, 218 Fifth Avenue North. So I'm the Beach Walk HOA president, so I speak tonight on behalf of our board of directors. With respect to the Bike Pedestrian Committee's position paper being presented this evening, it states the publication purpose. The Bike Pedestrian Committee has identified three priorities from the Bike Pedestrian Master Plan: update the mid-block crosswalks across Fort Fisher and Kay, extend the Island Greenway, and bicycle intersection and route markings. While this paper is comprehensive, it's not complete and arguably narrowly focused with respect to the effort to extend the Island Greenway. Contrary to the information we presented this evening, there's much support for the extension to be aligned with the Dow Road option, data that the committee has omitted from this recommendation. This support is not specific to those who live on the west side of Settlers Lane. Previous WMPO studies have indicated Dow as an option to include recommendation. I would encourage council to review the 2009 WMPO Dow Road Carolina Beach Corridor study completed by Wilderness Associates. This extensive study and data should be taken into consideration using concert with the study carefully, currently underway. Forward thinking, council gave clear direction that the study must include alternative routes, not just a singularly focused path behind homes on Settlers. For the Bike Ped Committee's position paper, the town is awaiting the results of the feasibility study to determine if and where a greenway in Kiri Beach should be constructed. The lengthy verbiage that follows speaks to the specific Matsu area behind the homes along Settlers Lane. Those respective issues does not mention any of the potential alternative routes or concerns related to those alternatives. There are certainly tones that speak to the committee supporting this as the favored group prior to receiving the final study recommendation or recommendations. With respect to the committee's mentioned dismissal drainage concerns, I'm surprised this position is noted in official capacity, as the position paper indicates little to no knowledge of the actual long-term issues facing our residents. Our true history, previous conversations around resolve, financial permitting implications, and the like. So how do I know this? Because I represent 85 lots, that's around 200 residents of Beachwalk, to include our stormwater permit oversight, and no one from the committee has reached out to me to have these conversations. I strongly urge the Bike Peg committee to make those accommodations on behalf of all the residents of here at Beach, so getting this very important conversation will be significant an oversight. In the spirit of transparency for the citizens of Kiri Beach, I respectfully and officially request council to ensure that there's visibility during the September 6th Island Greenway Feasibility Study open house that indicates which feedback is received from the citizens of Kiri Beach and that which comes from the non-residents and stakeholders. If this is to be another visual aid, like sticker type event, perhaps Kiri Beach residents receive one color and all others receive another, as well as a sign indicating the Kiri Beach physical address. This will assist council in understanding what the residents of Kiri Beach want, don't want, and where common ground may be found.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Bill Maiden. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Mayhem.
All right.
Like M-A-M.
So name and address. And
I'm 305 Settlers Lane.
All right.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. I appreciate that. I want to say I love bicycling. I love the Carolina Greenway. I spend a lot of time up there. Everybody in my family bicycles up there. The thing we like about it, I think, is that it feels like you're out in the countryside. There are only a couple of places you really come into very close contact with homes. I've read the white paper that's being submitted, and I have some concerns about it. There are some things in it that I think compare apples and oranges and reach a conclusion, or make statements that I don't think really are valid. So I'll just touch on a couple. One would be the fence behind Settlers Lane would, according to the report, help with the coyote problem. Now, I don't think there's a coyote problem. I like coyotes. We get them in the front yard. We get them behind the backyard. They have not been an issue. But let's say this is Settlers Lane here. 62 houses are located there. And we'll put a fence 7 or 8 feet high there. Now, this is Kiri Beach. How's that fence going to keep coyotes out of Kiri Beach? If you look at Carolina Beach, the Greenway has a fence. They've got a lot of coyotes in Carolina Beach. When a fence is put in, it doesn't keep the animals out. There's a lot more space than will never have a fence. You're not going to fence K Avenue. You're not going to fence the roads in from Carolina Beach or the roads up from Fort Fisher. So to have in this report that we will help keep people safe from coyotes, that's disingenuous. It's just not accurate. Another point in the report is that we can make the habitat in the maritime forest even better for wildlife by putting this bicycle path behind Settlers Lane. So here's Settlers Lane, here's the Cape Fear River. The report says if we reduce the space, and we do it the right way, we can make the smaller habitat even better for wildlife. That's false. You're not going to take this much space, reduce it here, and have better places for nesting, for wildlife to roam, for wildlife to grow. It's just not true. It's inaccurate. And I have a couple other points, but I'll just focus on one. The white paper talks about some research, quote, that was done. I spent decades doing public opinion research for a major institution with an annual budget in the billions of dollars. Public opinion research is a science. To do it correctly, it costs money. You got to hire experts who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Looking at a couple dozen responses to an online petition is not legitimate public opinion research.
Okay. Mr. Mann, I have to ask you to wrap up. It's okay. Over 3 minutes, but thank you.
I could easily tonight put up an online petition calling for a goat statue on top of the firehouse. I guarantee you by Friday I can have 200 people supporting me. That's a PR move. An online petition is a PR device. It's not legitimate public opinion research.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Next, moving on to presentations.
Can Roy have back his pictures?
Oh,
sorry.
Certainly.
You know where they went. Thank you.
Certainly. So, moving on to presentations by Mr. Ed White.
Good evening. I'm Ed White, 417 Settlers Lane. My wife and I are coming today because we want to do a paper patio in our yard that would extend into the easement. So it's our understanding we need to come before you and identify that we know that there is an easement and that if we need to remove said patio under ATA, we will do that within 30 days at our own cost.
John, have you reviewed this?
Variances you guys have requested, and in fact, this is less intrusive to the others that we have allowed. This is all pervious paver at ground level. The only real intrusion would be the hot tub, which is a movable object once it's drained, of course. And it looks like it only intrudes by about 2 feet.
Okay.
I think the public works director had a couple of comments about it also.
Okay. Any questions, gentlemen? Have you taken a look at the map, diagrams?
Jimmy, will you locate it's a forced main that runs through that easement,
yes,
correct?
Yes, there is a forced main there, and what I was reading in the request was they asked for a 30-day notice. If that thing blows, there's no way they're going to get a 30-day notice.
Exactly.
That's the only...
I don't have an issue with that, you know, what you're asking for. I just want everybody to be aware of the utilities right there, that when something like that does go, it has to be done right then and there.
So approximately how close is the forced main pipe to the houses? Are they on that outer edge of the
easement? I know from the fence line back there into the yards around, I would say, around 6 to 7 feet.
Okay. So the hot tub or the pavers, if it blows, you might lose a few pavers if that happens.
So just one other thing. I noticed you wanted to put a palm tree in there. Can you work with the public works director on location of that? Because palm tree roots and sewer lines are a problem.
Yeah, it's not even a concrete plan at this point, but we figured.
Right. Well, if you are going to put a palm tree down, please work with the public works director. It should be at a minimum 8 feet from the sewer line.
Gotcha.
Because the roots will go into it because they'll seek water in dry times, and then you'll find it because it'll blow out your palm tree. So, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm in. That's all the question I have.
All right. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we accept the proposal or request for the easement.
Second.
Okay, I'm posing a second. One last question. You do understand that a force main is a pressured pipe?
Yes.
So it'll be swift?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Most not here.
Alright. Well, maybe you can introduce her.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to committee business, Bike Ped Advisory Committee.
Okay. We got a duo here tonight. We got Candy Ashton Forrester and Eileen Klute from our committee.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. As you saw from our position paper, I just wanted to be here tonight to answer any questions you might have about it and give you all a history. As you saw in November of last year, the committee developed an operational plan for 2023. And one of the goals of that plan was to communicate to council the committee's recommendations regarding the bike pedestrian master plan that the council adopted last year. Therefore, what the position paper identifies the three issues that the committee feels are important based on that plan. And as you've heard, the first one is to update the crosswalks across Fort Fisher Boulevard and K Avenue. And we're really excited to hear from Alan that a lot of that work has been contracted out and those crosswalks will be updated pretty soon, we hope.
Hopefully by next season.
By next season, that's great. Extend the Island Greenway. Irene's going to talk about the feasibility study and then add bicycle intersection and route markings as identified in the master plan that you all accepted. And so I'm just here to answer any questions that you might have about our position paper.
Any questions, gentlemen?
I'd like to make a comment if I could. You know, the Bike Ped Committee has not taken a stance on what route will be proposed. There's not a route in place right now. So the committee will not really, that recommendation will come back directly from the feasibility study and will not be part of the Bike Ped Committee's responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, so just my point.
Hold on.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
So, I mean, they didn't take a position, but at least two pages of their eight-page position paper talks about why the concerns behind Settlers Lanes are concerns mm-hmm. versus, I mean, that is sort of positional because it's saying, well, these concerns aren't really that big an issue when if it goes down Dow Road or somewhere else, it's not in there. It may not be an overt position, but it's definitely in the paper.
And it was, and these were all concerns we heard from the residents along Settlers Lane that they thought was important to put in this paper that tried to address some of those.
Okay, I'm just saying that when 25% of the paper talks about the concerns for one of the paths, that's why people would feel that way. I understand their point.
Okay.
Great.
Eileen? Well,
hello, Mayor, Commissioners, good evening. Yes, I am here to talk about the feasibility study this evening and like to share with you that there is a proposal on the table. It is to extend the greenway approximately 4.8 miles from the existing greenway in Carolina Beach on Alabama that would extend down to the ferry. Having said that, the kickoff for the feasibility officially was held on July 18th. And at that time, we all met. The feasibility study is possible because of the East Coast Greenway grant that they were awarded. And within that grant, one of the key things that will be evaluated by Alta, who will be conducting the study, is they will be looking at the Dow Road border as possibilities that presents. And so really at that meeting, the stakeholders have been defined. There are quite a few stakeholders, of course, Curry Beach. We have the North Carolina State Parks. We have the aquarium, the museum, and the ferry. So, we have a lot of stakeholders. In addition to the stakeholders, we have a steering committee was formed, and that steering committee is to oversee the activity and the study and provide input. With that said, along with Alan Oliver, Mo Lindquist, and myself, we have three representatives from the HOAs in Curry Beach, whose properties butt up to the Matsu property. And I'd like to introduce them. I do see them here, Ed Wilkerson, Ed Strauss, and Michael Smith. Michael? Thank you very much for being part of the steering committee. I think that it's crucial to have your voices heard and be involved. And And that has proven to be very fruitful. We had a lot of input, great input in exchange with that kickoff meeting, with citing all the different concerns that were raised earlier tonight. So more of that to come. We have the Island Greenway open house that will take place. And so I encourage everybody in this room and to share with everybody out in the community that it is going to be held. It's scheduled for Wednesday, September 6th. It's from 5:30 to 7, and it's taking place at the Curry Beach Fire Department. So please come. I love your idea, Tracy, about the color coding, and we'll take that back to them for sure. That's a great suggestion. There will be a second open house afterward that proceeds. We'll follow this one as we proceed down the project plan, and that will take place in February. With the one that's happening September 6th, the steering committee will be meeting following that to discuss the results and inputs that were received. So communications is key. We have it covered. And again, thank you for being involved in this process. And of course, we want all of everything on the table of all the issues and concerns people have. Any questions?
No.
I have one, Eileen.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the Greenway. But as the bike ped committee, I would like for you folks to start looking at and come up with a committee position on electric bikes.
Yeah.
What do you think they are? I've seen electric bikes in bike lane doing 35 miles an hour. I mean, that's breaking the speed limit on the road anyway. And they're in the bike lanes. I'm really concerned. And some parents have two or three children behind them on electric bikes. I personally feel that you should be 18 years old or older if you're riding a motorized vehicle. And granted, the motor is electric, but the golf carts, you have to have a license to drive. And I think you should be older to use an electric bicycle. And I'd like for your committee to wrestle with that issue.
I appreciate the feedback, Commissioner. There's a lot of discussion on that, and I do think that is a valid request. I do know that at first glance there isn't official, it's new area for so many, and there's no ordinance or laws that really cover that at this time, but we'll certainly take it under consideration and see where we can take it from here.
John, Mo and I have talked about this already, and a lot of the committee members are going to Bike Walk NC in a couple of weeks, and they're going to see what information they can get. And then I think Dennis has had some concerns also. Dennis, you got?
Yeah, so we've had some concerns coming in through the Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee about e-bikes on Beach Strand. So we've been looking and talking about, at a very minimum, thinking about what we will do with regard to e-bikes on the beach.
There's no state guidance on this yet, but right.
So,
so
we look forward to what y'all hear at Bike Walk NC. So.
We'll certainly bring that back.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Board of Adjustment interview. Ms. Donna Hatcher, would you please sit up front here? Or actually, that'd be better at the podium. I'm sorry. Then everybody could hear you. So I have, everybody has received a copy of your application. Now, the only thing that I wanted to ask is you left your professional activities blank, and I'm just curious as to why that is. I mean, there's no good or right or no good or bad answer. I'm just curious as to why you left that blank.
Oh, probably because it was so extensive I didn't want to take up all the
okay.
Time.
Oh, good.
So, You're talking about in professionally business, some of the volunteer work?
Yes, business, whatever you've been spending your time on.
I'm retired.
Right.
Is that what you...
No.
Sure. That's right. Prior to being retired, what was the business you were in?
I was in a training capacity, corporate training.
Okay.
A worldwide offshore safety training for an oil and gas company.
Okay. Also looked at, you've done some other volunteer activities for us. Thank you.
Yes.
Neighborhood cleanup. Now, next is this committee. This is a committee that questions and takes a look at things that are very important in the community, things that people want to do that are not necessarily typically along the lines of our ordinances. So you have to make some pretty important decisions. Is that going to bother you?
No, I'm willing to learn.
Okay.
From the others, I know that there's five other members and there's
right.
training that's going to come along with this. So I have an open mind.
Okay.
Timing's good. I'm willing and able.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. So the Board of Adjustments basically looks at issues where citizens come to first the building inspector and wants to do something, the building inspector says no. Then they go to P&Z and P&Z says no, and then the Board of Adjustments gets involved. And so when that happens, the issues that come up are maybe not necessarily complicated, but they're pretty detailed, like this 6-foot fireplace on the second floor on my corner lot should be fine, even though it intrudes into the side street easement on the street. That's the kind of issues that come before the Board of Adjustment. And the reason why, at least me and I assume the rest of the commissioners were asking about previous activities, is we kind of want a sense of how can you adjudicate specific detailed issues around ordinances and wording of ordinances so that whichever way the Board of Adjustment rules, we don't then get sued and lose, right? That's the details, right? So that's what's important about the Board of Adjustment, is the Board of Adjustment, one, has to make a ruling, and then two, that ruling has to be backed upable so that our town attorney, if we end up in court because the person still doesn't like the answer, will win. And so so I understand international oil training is really good, but what are the details, or what do you feel you bring to that specific type of activity for the town? Does that make sense? Is that a fair question? So why do you think you're suited to do that? And I think you may be, but I would like to know why, right, before I can vote. So that's the question.
Yeah, I don't know that I actually have anything very specific that I could bring. I've been a homeowner for 40 years. I've
okay.
built a home. I've remodeled homes. Been involved in HOAs for 30 years.
Okay.
And I understand that there's always going to be room for improvement. There's always going to be people that don't agree with everything that the rules and regulations.
Right.
So I just would have to learn, I think, patience.
Okay.
Common sense. I think all of that is involved in being on the board.
Okay.
But, I mean, as far as I can't bring an engineering degree or anything.
No. I don't think that's important, right? I mean, I don't think that's important. I'm an engineer, but I think our board members on the Board of Adjustment, the real issue is can you look at a detailed issue and break it down and then rule, independently, and every member on this board gets a vote, so you rule independently. You may or may not be in the majority that it ends up being, which is fine, but that you bring to the task a clear understanding of how important it is, right? So
I understand how
the only committee that can get the town sued, well, P&Z and the Board of Adjustments, right?
Well, I have read blueprints before. I've been trying to read blueprints in oil and gas.
Perfect.
In manufacturing. And I'm detail-oriented. I'm very, very detail-oriented. So I enjoy that kind of thing. I just think it's a good time for me. But
perfect. You know, no, that's perfect. Thank you. Yep. That's all the questions I have, sir.
Dennis, any?
Well, just you say it's a good time for you. You've been a resident now for about 5 years, I believe.
Four years.
Why is it a good time now to join a committee or to be involved in the town?
Well, I understand this committee doesn't require a lot of time, and some of the other things that I wanted to get involved with, I've signed up for the Cape Fear tree preservation committee, and there's other things that I want to do, and so I don't want to. I have the time, and I want to commit to the town that I live in. I want to give back, but I don't want to spend 30 hours a month doing. I want to do other things, so I travel a little bit, and I know it's a good fit. Not only a good time, but it's a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No, I have none.
Okay. All right. There's no further questions, so thank you very much. An opinion, gentlemen? Motion?
I make a motion we accept Donna Hatcher as the alternative member for the Board of Adjustments.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Welcome, Donna.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you for volunteering.
It's not an easy job. Thank you.
Just a note for the record.
Yes.
Staff certainly makes it as easy as possible.
Nice. Was that the other staff, Jim?
Yeah.
That's legal and administrative.
Right. Mm. Okay.
The legal and administrative, okay.
Good.
Nice.
All right. Community Center Committee. Anything, Nikki, to report? No? Okay. I guess there's nothing from Historical Preservation. Marketing Committee? John, anything?
No.
Marketing Committee did meet with the TDA, myself, and we looked at the options for activities at the beach, which are always exciting for us. Do you want more, do you want less, etc. In any case, there's a lot of activity going on, and time will tell how it comes out. The good news is the marketing committee and the ROT funds are being used appropriately to help the town meet the commitments and the costs for guests and the legalities that we're responsible for.
We are about 1.5% ahead of last year.
Yeah. Planning and zoning.
So as council's aware, planning and zoning has spent the last several months going through our 13 zones and reviewing all the permitted uses in those zones today and working closely with Mr. Batson in this regard. The intent of what we were doing was to just kind of dust off what are thought of as pretty old kind of language and things of that nature. So in summary, and as the legislative hearing occurred earlier with no public comment, we really are of the opinion that the proposed amendments will not materially impact any uses within the current districts. The main intent is really just to bring consistency of terminology and definitions and accurately reflect what is feasible within the districts going forward. A few examples, like an example in regard to consistency, would be simply using the term one family versus now we have some zones that have one family, some zones that have single family. So again, just language clean up. We're also trying to make sure that the language is up to current day standards. for example, with the growing popularity of work at home over the last few years, some of our zones had language, not necessarily consistent language, but had some language. Other residential zones was silent on the issue. So all we've done is created a consistent way of being able to talk about that particular topic. Something having to do with variable or the variability of terminology, particularly in some of our business districts, we have certain language around hotels, motels, boarding houses, things of that nature, and we just moved to a common term around tourist lodging that had already been defined and now is consistently used only in those zones that it's applicable for. And then lastly, some of the zones that the way that things were described, those that particularly have residential and business applicability, some of those zones have now been built out completely to the point where what would have been allowed, some of that isn't even possible anymore. And as an example, like B3, that's a fully built out area with one family dwellings, townhouses, and condominiums. There's a whole long list of business applications, churches, hospitals, things of that nature, which we've just eliminated again just because of the fact that there's no land available for that. So again, in summary, primarily a cleanup kind of activity, nothing significant. But one thing did come up after we did propose or sent you what we had proposed. In looking back at just one district, and that's B2, item D, we had created a new term called light retail. And in retrospect, and we had talked with Attorney Eldridge about this, and he had suggested to wait until tonight to bring this up, that term probably is really unnecessary, given that there was already terminology that is described as miscellaneous retail. So it's a defined term with applicable SIC codes associated with it. So the only tweak that I'm asking is consideration for that one B2 item D to now read miscellaneous retail per KPC 15.010, retail miscellaneous, and paren with all the various SIC codes that are already associated with that.
Just to make sure I'm following, may I ask a question?
Certainly.
First of all, Byron, you're talking about provision 15.28.020, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, say that.
You're looking at the permitted use PTAs for part three. You reference B, whatever district it is, but code-wise, it's 15.28.020, subsection D. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Here, let me show you that.
Yeah. That is correct.
You talking about that right there?
Yes.
Okay. 15.28.020, and what you want to do is strike from light through business and just keep it as retail miscellaneous?
Yes.
Okay.
And
with the stickers.
Yeah, and again, that being the specific terminology that would change to.
This is what you wanted to read at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I need a copy of that at some point. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's already been
shared. Okay, thank you.
So, any questions?
No. Actually, there are no questions from the public either. Any questions? No. I think we covered ours.
He addressed the question I was going to ask about B3. Right. Nice job. So, no, I have no further questions.
Yeah, I think we need to give our Planning and Zoning Board a big kudos for the job they've done so far. I know they're continuing to work on it because They are very thorough and spend a lot of time on this, so we appreciate the work y'all doing.
And we've gone through a good amount of it already, so.
Yeah.
So we're seeking your approval to the text amendment as well as the...
Do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'm ready to make it.
All right, so we need the motion. Do we need two motions or what?
Need a motion to approve the text amendments with the additional tweak that the chairman mentioned.
Yep, got it. And the consistency statement.
So I'm ready if you're ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Make a motion we approve the permitted use parts 1, 2, and 3 with the changes to 15.28.020 permitted uses in the B2 district, section D, to submitted by the attorney, miscellaneous retail businesses. Continuing on.
I'll second.
Motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? None.
Then I make a motion to approve the three consistency statements saying they.
It's just the one for town council.
Oh, so which one of the three then?
Well,
the bottom one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Make a motion we approve the zoning consistency statement for the town council that the proposed text amendments do meet the requirements, are consistent with the goals, objectives, and policies of the town of Shreveport's 2022 comprehensive land use plan.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. No questions. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you for the good work.
Thank you.
Okay. Shoreline access and beach protection. Dennis, anything you want to report from that committee?
Nothing to report from the committee. Just to reiterate again that they did raise the issue of e-bikes on the beach, and I've talked with the police department, and we're looking at ordinances, changes to those ordinances.
Okay.
Chairman, can I make a comment on that?
Yes.
Dennis, one of the things that you might want to do is to look at 10.06.040. Motor vehicles on the beach strand. It probably needs a definition for electric bikes, making them a motor vehicle, but it should be some easy plug-ins if you want.
Yeah, I think part of the problem we've got is that they're not officially considered motor vehicles by the state.
Yeah.
That's, by the industry.
That's a tricky part.
I know, so we got, yeah.
But I think we can do that locally for this.
Yeah, program. I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've already talked about that and started drafting some language.
Okay, good.
Lieutenant Bailey has already been working on this and looking into the language.
Good. All right. Stormwater committee.
No,
Tracy?
Yes,
none? Okay, moving on to department head business administration.
No update.
Okay. Finance department. All right. Fire department.
No update, sir.
Okay. And just a quick question. Today, there was a revival on the beach.
Yes, sir.
Do we know, is that individual okay?
As far as I know, we normally don't hear anything after we transport to the hospital, but she was fine up until then, so.
Okay. So, but he was not breathing when you guys got to him.
Right.
Was that an OSHA rescue? Was that an OSHA rescue, or is it just somebody on the beach?
Yeah, it was an OSHA rescue. Okay. Okay. Lifeguards, fire department, and police department did a great job working together. It was a good rescue.
Thank you both. He's live today for your quick action. Thank you. Police department.
No update, sir.
Okay. Public Works Department.
No update.
Recreation.
No update.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't hear updates, but there are activity reports in the agenda packages. You can see the work that is being done. So, they are busy, trust me. Okay, moving on to old business. 9.1, ADA parking actions.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening, Nikki.
At the last meeting, we brought forward some action that was needed to bring a few of our ADA parking spaces into compliance, and there was some follow-up requested to speak with Pastor Keck at Cary Memorial Lutheran Church, and we had that conversation over the last month, and he understands the position we're in, and we discussed a few options to add into this project. A potential crosswalk to connect, since we're moving the spaces to the community center side of the street, a crosswalk connecting the community center to the west side of the street, as well as potentially leaving one of those spaces, the southernmost of those three spaces on the west side, as a passenger loading unloading zone. So those were suggestions that came out of our conversation. And since you're considering adopting the actions tonight, you know, we can also include those in that proposal as well.
Okay.
The crosswalk. So we did meet with Withers and Ravenel, who's doing the design work for the Fort Fisher and K Avenue improvements. And part of that is a sidewalk from K Avenue to the community center. And they can easily add a crosswalk from the community center to the west side of the street into that already ongoing project. So if you do approve that, we can include that in that project.
We'll just include that in the scope of work when they do the bid documents. They're in design right now.
All right, so.
And as far as leaving one of the spaces as a loading zone, there may be enough space in the front of the community center that we could add that additional ADA space and not take away a regular space as well. So we may, even if you turn one space into a loading zone, we might not lose an overall space in the grand scheme of things. Okay.
Any questions?
I just like, you know, if we adopt this tonight, just make sure that we have a commitment from Public Works to try to have this at least done by next season, you know, by next May. Try to get all these crosswalks and, I mean, all these parking places and all this stuff completed during the winter months.
I don't think that would be an issue, would it? Because they're not doing any concrete work.
Yes, I'll just restripe.
It's restriping in that type of thing.
Yeah, it's restriping.
That should be a problem.
Some signage, so, maybe.
Yep.
What about that crosswalk there? Is there a curb on the other side in front of the church? Does anything have to be cut there?
A curb ramp.
So nothing major, though.
Yeah. And that part of it would not be done until all the interchange improvements would be done.
That would be
Public Works. That's all the other stuff.
Yeah, that'll take out. And in the off season, that should be fine.
Okay.
I
make a motion we accept the ADA recommended ADA parking action items from the Recreation Department.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Nice work, Nikki.
Thank you.
We'll be a better town with that. New business. Approval of resolution 2311 and 2312 in support of the CAMA grant application for two beach crossovers at location number 99 and 140. Mr. Oliver.
Okay. Item 99 is right beside the lifeguard shack, and 140 is at L Avenue. Mm-hmm. This is part of the grant application that we are submitting this month. Adrian is here tonight if you have any questions for her, but this just basically says if we get the grant, this is how much our match is going to be, and we have to provide the match. It's just part of the grant process, yeah, as always. So there are two, I think, in the one for access 140, I think our match would be $46,489, and then for access 99, it would be roughly $37,979.
Okay, so we got about $80,000 there.
If we get both grants, yes, sir.
But that's only 20% of the money we'd be receiving.
Yeah.
Can we use in-kind work to pay for some of that?
There is an in-kind option. So right now what's in the cost estimate, there are things like demolition. That may be something that could be done in-house. But right now the cost estimate, a lot of it is some engineering, make sure everything is completely up to ADA standards, understanding the dynamics of getting over the dunes, and some things like that.
Okay.
But if you'd like, we can explore that budget a little bit more and see if we can put some in-kind.
Okay.
Yeah. When do we think timing is on this?
When's the deadline is the end of this month.
Right, to apply.
I mean, excuse me, into this week, excuse me.
So we just need to email it in, so.
Right. No, I meant when we think the timing of knowing and doing the work.
When will they award? Do you know when they're going to award the grants? I don't remember.
I think they're shooting for November.
Okay.
Right. I just wanted to know if it was an off season or not. I think we can figure out whether it's in kind or not. We should get that flexibility in the grant if possible, but then we just have to decide with the workloads whether we're going to pay for it.
Whether it's worth it or not. Right. Absolutely.
Is that correct?
So, Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a motion that we accept the approve the two resolutions for R-2311 and R-2312 by reference.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a first and a second. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Just chances. I know at one point there was a discussion that we should just do one application.
So it's two applications.
So, yeah.
So, and
chances we were getting both? Or?
And we had this conversation tonight whether we should pick which one we would want, but I think they will call us and say, you can have one or you can have two.
Okay.
But hopefully it's two. But if they give us that, I think we need to. I think L Avenue would be the accurate one because it's in the bit worst trouble right
and
now.
It's going to be the most expensive.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And that's also the one that's most important.
Yeah. Yeah, the most important. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Good. Thank you.
Good question. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. You got it, Adrian. Approval of resolution, R23-13, to retain Cranville Sumner LLP, Milberg Coleman Bryson Phillips Grossman LLC, and Napoli Schalk PLLC as special counsel. Attorney Eldridge.
To authorize the mayor's execution of the of a PFAS legal agreement where the council that you just listed will arrange for testing of our water to see what the PFA contents are and attempt to assert a claim and recover a settlement based on a major settlement in multi-district federal litigation originating in South Carolina. There's no risk. If we go forward and recover, then it's a contingency fee agreement. If we recover, we pay the fee, we pay the expenses. The agreement clearly says if there's no recovery, there's no obligation on our part.
Okay. Okay. So, gentlemen, we have the opportunity to protect ourselves if there is an issue, with no cost if there isn't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'll accept the motion one way or the other.
Okay, I move that we accept resolution R23-13, move forward with the PFAS.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other questions? Any for the attorney? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we will proceed with that. 10.3, discussion of authorizing acceptance of the deed and execution of the easement agreement. This is easement agreement relative to the Beachwalk HOA additional parcels of land to the Sandman lots that the town already owns. This would be a specific deed transfer associated with use as a park. If it is not used as a park, the deed immediately goes back to the HOA with certain improvements. Any thoughts, discussions?
So, Alan.
Okay, so.
Go ahead. You go. I was going to ask
okay,
a question.
Okay, so I'm going to muddy the water just a little bit. We were lucky enough that we looked through the. We can use state funds for a grant, for the grant application. We can apply for a grant for the improvements. We can use the land as a, the value of that land as part of our match. What we come to find out is that we have to submit a waiver form before we accept the property. So if we had accepted the property, we could not request the waiver.
So what is it required to do the waiver?
It's just paperwork, which is what, Nikki, a month maybe, she said? She said it would take about a month to get it.
It's only good for 2 years.
Yeah, but it's only good for 2 years. So do we want to go through the trouble of paying for an appraisal and doing the waiver when we don't know if we're going to build this park in 2 years?
I think we do know that. I don't know that I agree with that.
Okay.
I mean,
we've not had the conversation yet. So
well, okay, so maybe, like I said, I think, yeah. I'm not saying the rest of you guys think, but the inputs from the citizens were pretty clear in the land use plan, and when we ask about it, we have fairly sufficient guidance from what you guys have already done on what the park looks like, and it looks like a pretty low-cost park. It's not like we're going to spend millions of dollars on it because it's like a green space park, yeah. Right? So you're planting some trees and doing some upgrades. We do have to do some potential stormwater work on the pipes underneath the existing Sandman lots to convert it to a park, but that's not significant. And so I think we will do it in 2 years, so I think we should. I don't think the town should miss the opportunity to make a larger green space because we mess around, right? I mean, and you know, I still think we should leverage New Hanover County because they've never spent any money on any park down here and they did all those big bonds. So we should be asking New Hanover County. So I don't know about the state issue as well. That's the part I don't understand.
Okay, so this does not guarantee us the grant, but it
right.
does give us the opportunity to use the value of the property donated from Beachwalk as our part of our match. Because this is a 50, the grant's a 50-50 match.
No, I understand.
So,
the value's going to exceed what I think we'll spend on the park.
Well, I know, but I guess the question tonight is, do we want to delay accepting the property for 30 days so we can get this waiver in place?
I do have one question.
We need the...
The word waiver is an interesting word to me.
Right.
Do you know what it is for the waiver?
Yeah, what it is, it's their term, first and foremost. They are giving us the opportunity for land that we potentially could purchase or have donated to the town would go back towards the match in the...
Waiving the monetary contribution.
Matching monetary contribution, yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I guess the question is tonight, do we want to not accept the property from Beachwalk until we get the waiver?
I think I would ask.
Is that acceptable?
The Beachwalk HOA Beachwalk? Is here. Is there any concerns with a 30-day delay or not?
I mean, we...
Or the attorney, since they've been talking about it.
We had hurdles we had to cross. You know, we met a threshold, we exceeded it. Right, so I think we've done everything on our path.
Yes, the deed and the easement agreement are completely settled, finalized, and ready for execution. Mm-hmm. So any tabling would be for the reasons that Mayor Pro Tem has raised. We're good to go on the staff then.
We would like to move forward. Council would place that.
So what is the risk if we accept now?
We don't get the waiver.
Yeah, we don't get the waiver, and then we'll have to pay
we'll
our
in-kind
portion.
We'll be on the hook
portion.
For it. Yeah, we'll
or Jimmy will have to do our in-kind portion.
Yeah.
I mean, and some of that potential money would be the stormwater work anyway, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there is no guarantee we're going to get a grant.
Right.
There
it's
is.
Just that you risk the opportunity.
But we're just losing the opportunity.
Right. It's a reasonable... question. Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is. And I don't think the risk. I don't think.
Well, I sure would like that park to be as low cost to the town as possible.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I got my automobile bill, when I got my tax bill, it was a debt service line added, according just like you're talking about.
Right.
County debt service line added to it, and it's irritating. So I want some of that. I want some of that.
Fair enough.
Right? Okay, so where are we, gentlemen? I would like to take an action one way or the other. So if anybody wants to step up and make a motion on a certain position, let's go. Unless we have more questions.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I think the question is Beach Walk willing to wait 30 days for us? Or wait until we get the waiver?
Right on, but
yeah,
your hands are tied, obviously, and we can have that conversation, but I think we've done everything we've been asked to do.
You have.
We have. And
yes. Is there a downside to Beach Walk 30 more days?
And truthfully, if we had known about the waiver earlier, we would have done it earlier.
And it was an oversight on our part. We always assume, and you know what assumptions are, but we always assume that a waiver could be asked for at any time, even after. So we didn't apply for the waiver because we didn't know if we were going to receive the property. So if we'd have had a month ago or two before we got all the deeds worked out, we would have already had the waiver taken care of. It is going to be a cost, and we do need to get the property appraisal of the property. That shouldn't take long.
Get that couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Probably more than that. But I mean, So I make a motion we expedite getting the property appraised through the finance officer, and we execute the waiver with the mayor's approval of this council expeditiously, as in like tomorrow. And then if communications come from Beach Walk that there are concerns with the waiting, council gets polled. If there's a potential to lose the property for the delay, then council should get polled.
Can we approve the transfer if the waiver's successful?
I would recommend that the deed, authorizing acceptance of the deed and the execution of the easement agreement, I would recommend that we do that by open session council action, not by polling or consensus.
Okay. Then I'll have to withdraw my motion.
So that means, Jim, we have to wait till next council.
Well, you can do a special meeting with 48 hours.
Well, we could. Right. Yes.
Okay, fine. Again,
that's a stipulation. We got to make sure we hope we can get it done in a month. You know, that's what they've told us, that there's a chance.
The approval will take up to a month. It's going to take time to get all of
this. Yeah, the approval could take up to a month. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll probably take longer than a month. But again, the HOA has met its requirements. We have written consent from the requisite number of members. And myself and their attorney have agreed on final form of the document. So we're good to go as soon as we get the green light.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it just seems to me that we have an opportunity to get a grant. Mm-hmm. And use this to offset our 50% match. It's saving the town money.
Yeah.
You know, it's I understand urgency to try and get this done and take care of and appreciate everything the HOA has done. But, you know, I mean, we're using taxpayers' money.
Right.
And if we can avoid using some of that money and put it to another use someplace else. So.
What is the estimated cost on that? $460?
Something like that. Yeah.
Around 400 to 500,000.
Yeah, 400 to 500.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we should lose an opportunity to get that money.
Yeah.
So, I'll accept the motion.
I'll move that we hold off until we get the waiver.
Do I have a second?
Apply for the waiver.
Pardon?
I would say apply.
Until we apply for the waiver, but don't we need a waiver to be...
The waiver needs to be approved.
Approved. So...
Until the waiver is approved.
Until the waiver is approved.
I'll second that.
Yes, John.
What if they disapprove?
Then we can just accept the property. We can call a special meeting. If they tell us no, they won't accept a waiver.
Yeah, the motion sounded like... We're only going to do something if it gets approved. We don't have the disapproval part of it. Mm-hmm.
Can we
okay, let's.
Was?
Can you read that?
Dennis is getting ready to restate it right now.
Yeah.
make a motion, okay, that we apply for the waiver, and upon acceptance of the waiver, we move forward. If we do not get the waiver, we move forward
with accepting,
The properties.
One comment.
It's complicated. Go ahead.
You're boxing yourself in. There may be a third alternative where you just want to move and consider and act on. Your motion, as I understand it, says let's hold off until we apply and let's see if we get approved. Perhaps there's a third option where action is required before either of those things occur. So I don't want you to box yourself in with your motion. I would entertain a simple motion just to apply for the part for the waiver to monitor developments and to act in accordance therewith.
All right, I will accept the attorney's recommendation.
Smart guy. See, I'm with you. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
I'll second that.
Okay. You will second the attorney's recommendation against. Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that's the action we're taking here, gentlemen. Thank you.
So, Nikki, we can get an appraisal started and see what.
Okay, I don't have any mayor updates to extend this meeting. Any commissioner items, John?
I do have one, Mayor, I'd like to talk about for a moment. Over the last few months, there have been some publications and newspaper, magazines, articles, social media posts, and I want to read a couple of excerpts from some of that. Located in New Hanover County, North Carolina, Curie Beach is a charming beach town that offers a perfect getaway for residents and visitors alike. Known for its natural beauty, friendly locales, laid-back atmosphere, Curie Beach is a hidden gem on the southeastern coast of the United States. Offering stunning views of the water from every angle. The town is famous for its pristine sandy beaches, making it an ideal destination for those looking to relax, soak up the sun, and enjoy the beach activities. Nature lovers will be delighted by the abundance of wildlife in and around Curie Beach. And finally, on several pages of this, with its natural beauty, outdoor activities, historic sites, and delicious cuisine, Curie Beach is a destination that has something for everyone. And it goes on. Now, as much as these five gentlemen would like to take credit for all of that, I would like to put the credit along the back row where the six of the seven department heads are, the seventh one being right up here by my right, and say thank you to what y'all have done to make this happen. At the end of one of these articles in the magazine, Wilmington and the three beaches associated with the town of Wilmington is the top beach destination on the East Coast. So thank you to the staff, and I'd like for the department head to pass that on to yours. Thank you very much.
All right. Great for the real estate values. Okay.
Nothing, sir.
Nothing, Mr. Oliver? Mr. Hagler?
Just a reminder to everyone that it is still that season, and please pay attention to what's happening in the Atlantic. Sorry to be the downer after John's good stuff. There's four track, two named, one tropical storm, and one depression being tracked off Africa right now. So they all look going the right way for now, but yeah. Beware.
Yeah, they're all. Weatherheads is showing the spaghetti models.
That's right. That's
taking
right.
Us easy.
That's right.
Mr. Panicali, anything to add?
No, I have nothing.
Okay. With that, then, we are going to, I will accept a motion to adjourn for a closed session.
No, you want to entertain a motion to go into a closed session.
Yeah, you want to entertain a motion to go into a closed session.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion we go into closed session per General Statute 143-318-11A3 for attorney-client privilege.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.